Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. My name's Kimberly Falker, and I'm the host of the Balancing Point Podcast. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Mary, who wrote in. Hi, Megan. I don't know if you're familiar with the TV show So You Think You Can Dance, and the fact that in their new season they will be featuring young dancers ages 8 through 18 rather than the older, more mature dancers. As a professional, what do you think about this? Thanks for writing in, Mary. I am not super familiar with the show, but I have personal experience with some of the people involved in it. Nigel Lithgow, one of the judges and the show's main creator, was one of our producers for On the Town on Broadway. So I got to meet him and experience him. He is so lovely and supportive, and I truly loved every time he was in the audience watching our Broadway show. One of the So You Think You Can Dance winners, as his prize, joined our cast of On the Town in the middle of our run on Broadway. His name is Ricky Ubeda, and I felt a big connection to him as he was just a dancer trying to fit into the Broadway world of triple threat talent. So we were both out of our element with the singing and acting, and so that was fun to bond in that way and learn things together. And Misty Copeland, who was a judge on one season for So You Think You Can Dance, did my role on Broadway for a few weeks at the end of the run of On the Town. So I don't know much or have my own professional involvement with So You Think You Can Dance, but I know some of the people involved with it personally. I don't really watch the show on a regular basis, I have to admit, and I don't know much about how dancers fare after their appearances on the show, but I do think that dancing is really a thing that starts young, because your peak years as a dancer happen in your 20s and early 30s. So for the show to feature dancers of younger ages makes a lot of sense to me. It's like all of the other competitions in the dance world, YAGP for ballet, New York City Dance Alliance for jazz. The competition world of dance is something that makes sense before you graduate from high school, because when you get above 18, you should be finding work as a dancer or already have a steady job. By making So You Think You Can Dance start at an earlier age, it gives the participants a better opportunity to take advantage of the notoriety they might receive from the competition to help them land a great job when the time is right. Thanks so much for writing in. I hope that answered your question, and I wish you the best, Mary. Thanks so much for listening this week. We will be back next week with another new episode. If you would like to ask me a question about ballet, go to balancingpoint.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also write me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Happy April, everyone.